is the Monday, June 27th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight. So settle in and we'll set you up in 10 minutes, maybe a little more, with everything you need to know heading into the betting day. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Anita Marks, Chris Bellico with you, a.k.a. The Bear. Chris, what's up? It's you and me on a Monday afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, we got the short straw of no more NBA, no more NHL. Slim pickings on the diamond today, but we got some tennis. We got John Deere coming up, but I don't have any thoughts on that yet. But we're doing good. A little rainy day here in the Northeast.
That's true. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, give the folks out there some Major League Baseball plays, and Wimbledon. We know you are all over it. You got your finger on the pulse better than most. So let's start with Major League Baseball. Give me a play or two. What's your favorite play today? I know not a great slate, but nonetheless, let's try to help the people win some money, Chris.
Yeah, I like there to be a run scored in the first inning in the White Sox and Angels game tonight. You've got Noah Syndergaard, who's kind of been beat up a little bit lately. Giolito, someone who's up and down as well, and two lineups that obviously are very good at the top of the order. Now, since Tim Anderson's gotten back for the White Sox and the Angels, obviously with Trout and Otani there in the top few spots in that order as well. So as well as Taylor Ward. So I'm going to go run first inning White Sox Angels as my favorite MLB play today.
All right. I've got quite a few. So buckle up, sit back, tape some notes.
I'm ready. I'm listening.
All right. Let's start here, of course, in my own backyard. And that's the Yankees. What a great comeback win they had against the Astros yesterday. Aaron Judge, boy, pay that man his money. This is going to be an interesting offseason for him.
Why did they pitch to him yesterday, by the way? Why are you pitching to him? So what? You're going to load the bases, but you'd rather face him? I could not believe that they pitched to him yesterday.
Arrogance. But also keep in mind, going into the eighth, Chris, they pitched a no-no the day before. Going into the eighth, it was a one-hitter in two games going into the eighth for the Astros. So I think they were feeling really good about themselves. But boy, three-run blast, and we know so. Yankees riding high right now, right into a series with all due respect against the A's. Oh, good luck with that. Montgomery is pitching for the Yankees. He's 3-1 with a 2.98 ERA. Bullpen, sixth best ERA in the majors. Lineup we know is just ridiculous. The juice is a lot in a number of regards. So here's how I'm playing this. I'm going to go Yankees over 5.5 runs tonight against the A's. Paul Blackburn is pitching for the A's. He's got pretty good ERA, 6-3 with a 2.97 ERA, but they have one of the worst bullpens in Major League Baseball, ranked 28th. So I think the Yankees get at it, especially in later innings. So I'm going Yankees over 5.5 runs, and you could get that around even money. Also, Stanton has been great as of late. I'm gonna bet that Stanton has an RBI tonight. His last four games, he's got three home runs and five RBIs. So he's been hot as of late. You can bet that he's gonna bat in an RBI at +110. So that's how I'm playing the Yankees A's game. I also like the Red Sox tonight. I'll take them on the run line at -125. They are heating up. They are cooking with gas right now. Seven straight wins. They swept the Cleveland Guardians. And Connor Siebold is on the bump for him. He's 5-1 with a 2.09 ERA. Not a well-known name, but the young man has been doing very well down in the minors. Also, Cordero, I've got him with a hit at -140. He has 11 hits so far in June. So that's how I'm playing the Red Sox game. One of my favorite plays is the Rangers game. I know you're like, Rangers, Anita, they're playing Kansas City. Both the teams stink. I know, but follow me here. I like the Rangers on the money line. Probably my favorite bet is, why isn't anyone talking more about Martin Perez? Dude has been crushing. He's been in the bigs for 11 years. He has found some secret formula. He's got a 1.96 ERA. He's only given up two home runs in 87 innings. He's got a 20% strikeout rate, and opposing batters are only batting 199 against him. Why aren't we talking more about Martin Perez? Because the Rangers stink so bad, right? Right?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's a little, might be more that he's been in the majors, like you said, 11 years, and we kind of know what he is. And for someone to have a career turnaround and have a career year like this at this point, like, it's highly unlikely. So I think people are just kind of waiting for that regression, assuming that it's going to come. And so far, it hasn't. But I think at some point people are going to expect him to regress, and we'll see if he does. Hopefully he won't for you tonight.
Well, he's pitching for the Rangers tonight. That's why I like them on the money line at -140. The Royals have Bubek, who's on the mound. He's got a 7.41 ERA. And as we know, Kansas City is no bueno, as I like to say. So I'm going to take the Rangers on the money line. I'm also going to play a number of ways with Perez. I'm going to go over 4.5 strikeouts at even money. I'm going to say Perez gets the win at +110. I'm also going to play Garcia to get an RBI at +140. He has 8 straight games with a hit. He's the king of RBIs for the Rangers right now. So I'm going Garcia RBI. And last but not least, I told you, Chris, I got a plethora of NBA Major League Baseball plays today. Last but not least, I've got the Dodgers. I got them on the run line as well. Another great pitching performance I'm expecting from Tyler Anderson, who's 8-0 with a 3 ERA. He averages 6 strikeouts per 9 innings. We know how great this Dodgers team is. So I got the Dodgers on the run line. I'm also going to play Tyler Anderson to get the win at even money. Also, I'm going to play him for no walks tonight. 0 walks, Chris. And you could get that at +180. How about that? Some great odds. He doesn't give up a lot of walks. Literally less than 2 walks per game. And it's not like the Rockies are hitting the cover off the ball. So that's how I'm playing the Dodgers game.
The Dodgers are playing late into the night last night. Big extra innings win over the Braves. Kenley Jansen, their former closer, helping them out in the top of the ninth. So they play extra innings late last night, heading out west of Coors. So see if there's a little body clock, a little jet lag issue there for the Dodgers. Not potentially. We'll see.
So those are my Major League Baseball plays. Again, Chris and I are both on Daily Wager later on tonight. You can watch on ESPN2 from 6 to 7 p.m. And I know one of our producers sent us an email asking us for some Major League Baseball futures plays that we like. Is there one that you're eyeing right now, Chris?
Well, the one I'm eyeing is Michael Harris to a National League Rookie of the Year. The best numbers, obviously, are long gone. So if you didn't get in on him at the 30, 40, 25, 25, like the numbers is consistently dropped. But the fact that O'Neill Cruz now is up for the Pirates means that the number is probably going to stabilize a little bit. But Harris is playing every day. He's an unbelievable guy defensively in center field. He's still hitting wall for average at the bottom of that Braves order. He's in this for the long haul, and I think you can still get him around 5-1 in some spots. So Harris for National League Rookie of the Year, I think, is something that I would take a good long look at.
I am looking for the World Series matchup of the Yankees and the Mets. I can't find it anywhere. I'm searching for it. If you find it, Chris, let me know. That's where I want to put my money. Can you imagine a Yankees and Mets World Series? Talk about a Subway Series beyond.
I was going to say, you could probably go down to the corner in Hoboken and you could probably find someone to pick up for you.
You're absolutely right. We know how great this Yankees team is right now. And I'm expecting Brian Cashman and the Yankees, knowing where they are right now, to be as I like to call it, active and attractive as we get closer to the trade deadline at the beginning of August. And keep in mind, this is a Mets team. They're winning. And they've got, the best record in the National League. And they don't even have their 2-star aces who are expected back next month at some point in time in July. So Scherzer as well as DeGrom expected back. Who knows? Scherzer might return on Tuesday against the Astros. Look out for that. So that's where I want futures bet. That's where I want to put some money. I'm curious. I'm looking for the exact World Series matchup, Yankees against the Mets. If you find that anywhere, let me know, Chris. I'm all over it. Before we go, let's talk about Wimbledon. You know, across the pond, give me some strawberries with some cream. Give me some of your plays for today.
Yeah, I think as the order of play is a little messed up. They had a slight little weather delay before. So I'd be looking at taking Turo Daniel. I think he's around plus 100 or plus 105 against Sebastian Baez. That's later in the afternoon. Daniel, I think, has a much better grass pedigree than Sebastian Baez does. And then on the ladies' side, I think there are a couple of potential women that you can open up a money line parlay with, including Elena Ostapenko, Maria Sakkari, Begu. I think those are three players that you can either put those three in a money line parlay, or Angie Kerber as well will be another one. I don't know what time that match is going to start. So I take a look there. You either open up something, just play those today. Tomorrow, there are a couple of things that I looked at as well. I like the over 39.5 games in the Denis Shapovalov, Arthur Rinderkech match. Two guys with big serves. I don't think there will be a ton of breaks in that match. And then over 10.5 games in the first set of the Maxime Cressy, Felix Auger-Aliassime match. You can actually get that at plus 105. Again, two guys with monster serves. I think it will take a few games or maybe even a set for each other to kind of get a feel of the other serve. Again, I think that first set, a really good chance that thing goes to a tiebreak. So over 10.5 games, first set of Cressy FAA, that is tomorrow. And then a money line parlay for tomorrow. It's an 8-teamer. It's around plus 105 or so. So these are just straight money lines to win all on Tuesday. Simona Halep, Petra Kvitova, Harriet Dart, Amanda Anisimova, Rafael Nadal, Stefanos Tsitsipas, Mario Berrettini, and Alex de Minaur. So those eight coming in, it's around plus 105 or so. So that's what I got on the grass for you.
Before we sign off, I'm just looking bigger picture here. I put some money on Berrettini to win. You know, he's been so far this season, he's 2-2 on grass. And you could get that at 6-1. Wise bet there, Chris?
Yeah, I think if you're looking for anyone to beat Novak Djokovic, who was a little sluggish today in his opening round match against Sun Kwon, he's certainly someone who has the big serve, and maybe later in the tournament that could maybe if Djokovic is a little off his game, and you have to always wonder about the health of Rafael Nadal, and obviously he's on the bottom part of that draw. I do think there are a couple of guys in that draw, though, that potentially could give Berrettini problem. We got two very mercurial guys in Nick Kyrgios and Denis Shapovalov who are capable of beating anybody on the best day. I have very little confidence in Stefanos Tsitsipas, though I prefer Berrettini to him as well. But of all those players, Berrettini has the best weapon. So I think at that price, to get to the final and you're holding a plus 600 ticket, you're in a position at the very least to be able to play around with that if you don't think that he can beat Novak Djokovic. Maybe you can play around with some derivative type markets in there.
And last but not least, Serena Williams, 18-1 to win on the female side. As we know, she's looking for her record-setting 24th Grand Slam title. Worth putting a little coin on that with extra motivation?
No, I don't think so. I don't think she got a very favorable draw. And again, you're just looking at history. It's been since 2019 was the last time she reached a Grand Slam final. 2017, the last time she won a Grand Slam. And if you look at her path, you have Sarah Cerebes Tormo in the same. And look, it's not the odds makers don't expect her first round match against Harmony Tan to be a complete walkover. She's only around like minus 350 or so. And that's not a massive favorite. That would not be considered a big upset in the first round. But if she does survive, I think you got to look. Next round would be Sarah Cerebes Tormo, who's a very good grass player and someone who returns a lot of balls and gets some good rallies. After that, should potentially draw Karolina Pliskova, who is Wimbledon finalist. This is her best surface. That would be a problem. Coco Gauff would be her opponent if she were to advance, if the form holds after that. And again, Coco's already announced her arrival onto the scene in slams. Simona Halep would be her potential semifinal opponent, and Halep is one of the favorites in this tournament. And then, of course, potentially Iga Swiatek in the final. So if Serena were able to get through that and win this, I would be very, very surprised. Sentimentally, I think obviously everyone would love to see the greatest women's tennis player of all time, arguably greatest women's athlete of all time, get another slam. But I think that path is going to make it very difficult for her.
He's Chris Felica. I'm Anita Marks. And that's it for today. 10 minutes of the bets you need. Okay, maybe a little bit more as promised. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the podcast. It helps us out tremendously. And of course, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.